Okay, let's start our discussion of Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, Tavshin Pei Vav. This will be the last shiur of the year. Tavshin Pei Vav. Next week, I don't think there'll be a shiur. There's no Parsha next week. It's Rosh Hashanah. It could be that I'll give Ha'azinu next week, the week before. But we'll see exactly whether there'll be a shiur next week or the following week. We will see. So we start off in these two shortest Parshios, but chock full of material. As we know, these parashios, the long first aliyah, as we lay in on Mondays and Thursdays, and there's a lot about Shuva, there's a lot about Torah, but the pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're all standing here, and if you follow the mitzvos, so then everything is going to be good, and everything is going to be work out for Klal Yisrael, and you're going to get all the brachas, but if things don't work out, so then it's going to be a problem, and all of these curses are going to be on you, as we learned in Parshas Kisavo and last week, and all of the brachos and the klalos. We spoke last week about that. But then the Torah tells us in Pasuk Yud Ches, there might be somebody out there that doesn't take it so seriously. There might be somebody out there that feels that it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. There might be someone who sees this Allah, hears this Allah. This Barech Bilvavolimar, and he'll say in his heart, Shalom Yelim, I'm okay. It's going to be peace to me. It's not going to be a problem. Kibish Shrirus Libi Elech. Because with the Shrirus Libi, with the straightness of my heart, I will go. Laman Svosar Avaz Atzmeya. It's not 100% clear what exactly the person is thinking. That doesn't feel that he's going to have a problem with any of these curses. But the pasuk says, "Lo yova Hashem saloach lo." Right, Hashem's not going to forgive him. Ki oz yashan Hashem, Hashem is going to get angry at him. Umach Hashem eshemom mitachas Hashemayim. Hashem's going to get angry. So, what exactly is this person thinking? What kind of attitude is this person thinking that it's not going to be so bad? So we mentioned years ago a thought of the Ksav Sofer, but the Ksav Sofer actually has three pshatim. This year we'll do number two and number three, right? We did number one about 5 years ago, if you remember. We're not going to review that one. But in front of you, in source number one, we have the Ksav Sofer number one. Number one is his second pshat and the third pshat. Od Yesh Lomar Kra, Sheyomar Arasha, Shekol Ha'alos Ha'amuros, Einam Lamisha Yavra Mitzvos Betavas Libo. A person might think, you know what, I have a taiva. I can't control myself sometimes. The Yetzer Hara gets the better of me. Of course I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course I want to do better. But, you know, what could I do? Ki Yitzro Tukfo Ubalibo Mam in Vashem with Mitzvosav. I believe in Hashem and strongly connect to his mitzvos. Velokshu Bashem Azaros, there's no kfira. Right? It's just I lose myself. Somebody who rejects the Omer Shein Sorach Lazulgan Mitzvah. Somebody who rebellious and says, I don't believe in the mitzvahs. Like to give the example, last week we had Arur Ashar Lo Yakim. Lo Yakim doesn't mean Lo Yakayim. Lo Yakim, you don't aver, you don't believe, you don't support the mitzvahs. That's somebody might say, that's somebody that's going to be punished. Right? I'm just going b'shrius libi elech. What does that mean? Rak b'shrius libi b'tamas libi. You know, I can't control myself totally. So, you know, what could I do? Lamaisa. So a person might have that attitude and therefore says the Ksav Sofer, but as we know, the Gemara tells us, kivet shenas osa avera v'shana lo nasas lo geheter. We stop trying. We stop thinking that I could be better. Again, not in a rebellious way, with a rebellious attitude, but, you know, I kind of say it like, this is who I am. But says the Ksav Sofer, Hashem only helps those who help themselves. Says the Ksav Sofer, Avakol Zeh, line 14, Imikash Adam Ba'Averesh Lo Haya Yachol Lichvosh B'Yitzrael. When Hashem helps you out, if you try. Remember the halacha that we learned, the halacha of Prika, and Tiina, right? The mitzvah is if I see an animal that has a heavy load, that's suffering under the heavy load, I have to go help out the animal, take it off. But what if the owner is sitting right there on the side on a bench And he says, you know what? I know what it says in the Torah. It says you have to help me. So please, b'chavod, you know, try to help me. If the owner is not helping, then I don't have to help the animal. It's not my chiyuv unless you're starting and I can help you. But if you're not doing it, Kadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing. You're suffering under a heavy load of sin. You're suffering under a difficulty. I'll help you out. But there has to be some effort. And if there's no effort, if I just give up and say I can't do it, so that's somewhat, right? That's choosing not to do better. And that's a form of merit. And that's what the Ksav Sofer says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is that's not the attitude that he wants to hear. That's not the attitude. He needs to try. He needs to do the best he can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the best that he can. That's what he says on line 26. Ki l'kol choti shikashal ba'avei Rav Yisrael mizgabra alav lifamim Hashem chavetz l'slach. Hashem wants to. I think we mentioned years ago the beautiful thought of the, it's a one-liner, right? A beautiful thought of the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar in his commentary on Chumash says that there are two psukim in the Torah only that start with a samach. Only two psukim in the Torah that start with a samach. Which psukim start with a samach? Number one, Saru Maher. Kadosh Baruch Hu does Moshe Rabbeinu by the Egal. Your children have strayed. Your children have sinned. Saru Maher and Aderach Hasher Tzivisim. The other pasuk, Slachna la'avon hazegodach hasdecha. Please forgive. I think that's by the Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the connection? A samach is a circle. A samach is like a, you can't get out of a circle. So what's the message? Sometimes, Sarumahar, we feel we're in a cycle of sin, a cycle of behavior that we can't get out. So it's infinite. We can't get out. Our sins are infinite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Slicha is infinite also. Slachna la'avon mazed. There's no end to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Slicha. And therefore he's ready. We just have to try our best to be able to make the most of it. So that's one idea of the Ksav Sofer. Again, if somebody has the attitude of, I'm not a kofer, I just have trouble controlling my desires. No, if somebody gives up then, so that's in the world, a sort of kfira. Or the next one, oh, nearly. The next one. He says one attitude, but, you know, he can imply that it could be the opposite also. Line 29 or so. Oh, nearly. Dekoy al elu shem tov labrios varala shamayim. People who are, you know, social, you know, tikkun ha'olam, ben adam lachavero Jews, and not ben adam lamakom. People who pick one and not the other. And we say, what about Shabbos? What about Tefillin? What about davening? Omrim, shaddai lohem. I put my hand on my heart. I got a Jewish heart. I'm good. L'rachem al abrios v'svurim, which is true. A Jew's heart is a special heart. But v'svurim, people think Sha'al Yedeze Yimchol Hashem Lehem. Hashem will take half. Half of Ode is good. Ki Yefarku is Chet Ambit Staka. I will redeem my sins with Staka. V'yav Shemachalam is a Shabbos Achamura. Omrim Elibam. She is Kaper Yed Staka. She Nul Aniim Mashir Vichu Melachtom. I'll give Staka B'Shabbos. I'll give Staka from what I, everything I make on Shabbos, I'm going to give to Staka. V'zeo she'epir shakrad. Pen yesh bachem, lest somebody say, I could focus on one part of Avodas Hashem and not the other. We've mentioned in the past many times different thoughts. The Ber Yosef on Parshas Vayishlach. Rav Hutner on Parshas Mishpatim. It's a package deal. It's a package. Can't have one without the other. If I focus on one without the other, so then it's like limping. If I'm limping because one of my feet are hurting, I end up putting too much strain on the one strong leg and I mess up that leg too. And I'm not walking straight even with that one leg. If somebody is focusing on one part of their avoda, then both are messed up because it's the equilibrium is messed up. And that's what the Ksav Sofer says. V'hayo b'shamo is divrei Allah azos mimisha mochicho sheyomer lo gadolo chushal averus v'isparech b'lavo. He thinks to himself, yivarech atzmo b'lavo im lavavo kitovu, my heart is good. Kitovu labrios v'yesh lev rachman. Right, the Gemara says in Yevamos. Jews are Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomle Chasadim. Those are the midos that we have. So it's part of our DNA. Lo yov Hashem salach lo. You can't pick and choose in avoda. Shesavar shu yislach lo avur hatov sha'osim b'nei adam. Lo yov Hashem. Even though obviously b'nei adam lachaveru is crucial. The meshachachma in Parshas B'shalach. When it comes to national mitzvos, b'nei adam lachaveru is more important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than b'nei adam lamakom. But either way, we have to have a package deal. Okay. So the two ideas, what the Havamina is, and the answer is we have to just do what we can to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best way that we can. And we continue. We continue. The Psukim tell us after this in Perag Lamed, when all the brachas, when everything happens, v'hashivos el vavecha, v'shavta Hashem alokecha, and you'll do tshuva, v'shav Hashem alokecha shavuscha, Hashem will return with you. V'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim, Hashem will gather you from all the nations. Asher efitzcha Hashem alokecha shama. Hashem will gather you. Right? Kibbutz Galias. V'aviyach Hashem alokecha l'aretz asher yashav v'asech, Hashem will bring you to the land of Israel. V'etivcha v'hirbecha me'avosecha. Hashem will bring you back. Tshuva connected to coming back to there you go. If everybody could just mute, somebody might not be on mute. Everybody make sure to mute themselves. So the pasuk talks about kibbutz galias, which Baruch Hashem we have been zocha, right? Even if we're not focusing on anything else that has happened over the past 2-3 years, over the past 200 years, right? The amount of Jews that were in the Eretz Yisrael, that were in Palestine in the 1840s, how many were there? 6,000. 6,000, 50 years later, 60,000, 1948, 600,000. And today over 6 million, it's unfathomable. It's unfathomable. There's no model like it in the history of the world. History of the world, but it's in Nevi'im. It's in the Torah. It's in the Torah. It's in this pasuk. V'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim. Hashem, we see it happening in front of our eyes. So there is a fascinating set of Sarim called Otzer Plaos HaTorah, which quotes off the beaten path sources. We've done a few of his thoughts. So he quotes something here from Rav Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital, we know the star student of the Arizal, from the Arizal. Hevi b'shem Rabbeinu Chaim Vital on this pasuk relating to kibbutz galios and the ultimate when everybody's going to come back. Huva b'yalkut Ruveni. Right, this Yalkut Shimoni was written a collection of midrashim written by somebody named Shimon. So Yalkut Ruveni. So a collection of midrashim written by a Ruvain on Zos HaBracha. Da, he says now in source number 3. Ki misores biadenu. We have a misora. Ki ba'oso yom kishayavo mashiach. Im kibbutz galios la'aretz Yisrael. Right? On that day, that mashiach, the ultimate stage. When kibbutz galios is complete. We're in the middle of the process now. Ba'oso yom yimsu shiva salafim ibnei Yisrael. U ba'oso yom yichyu ha'mesim shiva eretz Yisrael. There'll be tchias ha'mesim in eretz Yisrael. And again, we don't know exactly the order of things, and the Rambam says we shouldn't focus on what the order is because it doesn't make a difference, and it doesn't lead us to Avos Hashem or Yiras Hashem. But there's going to be a stage. They'll be removed the wall of fire from Yerushalayim, maybe that has been there figuratively, that we're unable to see the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Gemara says, the Beis HaMikdash, the stones, whether it's going to be from heaven, whether it's going to be from us, whether it's going to be a combination. And those from Eretz Yisrael, the Chiyas HaMesim, will get a new spirit. And those that are in Eretz Yisrael, kulam nasu birya chadasha guf ruchani kaguf shel adam kodem shechata ukaguf shel Moshe Rabbeinu, like Adam before the chait. The yifrechu kulam ba'avir ma'ofavim kedesharim, and we'll be flying around. V'kalzel le'enye anche kibbutz galios. All the people that have come in from kibbutz galios will see this new ruach that was given to those who were in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Those that beat the Mashiach rush. And what's going to happen? Oz yekablu b'nekibas galias da'agabaliba v'davo nefesh. And those that were mikubats, those that came at that moment, will have a fear and a concern. V'yisramu al-melech ha-mashiach. And they will complain. V'yomru v'chi ein anu b'nei Yisrael kamosam. Why are only those here in b'nei Eretz Yisrael? Are they getting an extra spirit? Right? Umeayin zachu heim lios ruchaniyim beguf benefesh. Mashein kein anu. What about us? We're also fine Jews. The omer lohem ha-melech ha-mashiach. The melech ha-mashiach will say, this is from the Arizal, from Rav Chaim Vital. Kfar no do mefursam, shekol midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, e mida keneged mida. Mida keneged mida, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Osam shahayu b'chutz la'aretz, v'hishtavu lavo la'aretz Yisrael, k'dei l'zakos l'nefesh tahora. Those who came to the land of Israel, pre-Mashiach, trying to reach spiritual perfection, edification, why would one make Aliyah to move to the land of Israel? Not for the money, right? Not for Gashmias. But they focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they ultimately came. Ubo bayam uveyabasha. They came by land, by sea. V'lochashu liosam nitboyim bayam uliosam shvuyim b'yad adonim. And in the years that it was so hard and captives and capsizing ships. Ubavur sha'asu ikir merucham menafsham. They focused on their ruchnias, so they get extra ruchnias. V'lochen chazru nuchruchani amida keneged mida. Hashem says, I'm going to give you an extra neshama, so to speak. Amnam. Atem shaitim yecholom lavo le'eretz Yisrael kamosam. But those of you, says Rav Chaim Vital, in the name of Melech HaMashiach, those who could have come, v'nisrashaltem lavo ba'avrachem das hamamon, but we're comfortable here. We're comfortable here where we are. V'chashashtem lebamonchem v'gufchem. And you focus on other values. Again, this is a generalization. Are there exceptions to the rule? Maybe if somebody stayed for spiritual reasons, they felt that they were the God of Ador. We're not judging anybody. I'm just reading the source. V'asisa mehem ikr, uminafshechem ruchachem asisem tafel. The ruach wasn't primary. Okay. So you won't be zocha to this extra neshama. That is a Yalkut Ruveni. That is a source to take. If anybody needs any extra encouragement or chizuk for those of us who are here, unbelievable. Lishma, making coming to connect to Hashem, that's something that a message of Kibbutz Galias. Amazing. Okay, we continue. So Torah tells us now, we move on. Again, we should have done 3.5 and 3.5, but those are two powerful thoughts, three powerful thoughts on Isavim. And now we're moving over. The rest of this year will be on Vayelech. So Torah tells us, Moshe goes, it doesn't say where he goes, much has been written on the first pasuk by Yelech Moshe, and he says, I'm 120, la'ucha la'odu ateis v'lavo, and then pasuk gimel, Hashem alokecha hu over lefanecha, Hashem is passing in front of you, hu yashmin esakoy me'elu mipanecha, v'yirishtam Yeshua hu over lefanecha, k'sher diber Hashem. So Hashem is over lefanecha. If you look, pasuk vav, if you look in Pasuk, Ches, Hu Haolech Lifanecha, says the Netziv, source number 4. The Netziv in the Hemek Davar points out there are 4 different Lashonos of Hashgacha that are mentioned in these Psukim. Hine Ra'inu Beparshazu Arba Lashonos Shal Hashgacha. Hu Over Lifanecha. That's in Pasuk Gimel. Hu haholech imach. Pasuk vav. Hashem is with you. Pasuk ches. Hu haholech lefanecha. He's going in front of you. Hu yiyeh imach. Also, hu yiyeh imach. Right? So, hu haholech imach. It's not just Hashem's with you. It all means the same thing. There's no such thing as synonyms in the Torah. Hakol b'diyuk says the Netziv. So we're not going to talk about everyone. We're going to talk about one of them. And feel free to look at the other psukim where the Netziv talks about the other ones. V'yesh lahakdim lashon ha-gemar psachim. We know the Gemara tells us, Omer Shmuel, in a few places, psachim dav zayin, kol ha-mitzvahs mevorech aleihen over la'asiyasan. Every mitzvah, we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. Right? It's a very strange word. I should say, why doesn't Shmuel just say, kol ha-mitzvah mevorech aleihen lefnei asiyasan? That's a much easier word. The Gemara wouldn't then have to ask, what does over mean? Right? The Gemara says, what does over mean? And the Gemara explains it. Why don't we just say lefnei? You wouldn't even have to ask the question. My mashma dahi over lishna dagdu mehu. How do you know over means to go before? Over la'asiyasan. Just parenthetically, not for now. If you look in the Ritva, in Psachim Dav Zayin, the Ritva says that the bracha we make before a mitzvah is the spiritual preparation that we do before the physical act of the mitzvah. That's the Ritva in the Psachim Amdav Zayin. So what's Lishna Dakdu? How do you know what it means before? Amar Rav Nachman, right? Yislav Amar Kronkos. The Pasuk says in Shmuel, Vayaratz Achimaatz Derech HaKikar, Achimaatz ran, Vayavar as a Kushi. And he passed in front of the Kushi. So you see, he went in front of him. He went in front of him, so Vayavar. Abaya Amar Meachan. Abaya says, no, it's from a different Pasuk. In Micha, Vayavor Malkam Lifnehem. The king went in front of them. Vashem Berosham. Okay. Says the Netziv. The Kasha. Lamai Amar Shmuel Balashon Chinisrach Lafarish. First question, as we just said. Why does Shmuel use such an unusual, difficult word? Lema Kodem Asiyasan. O Lifnei Asiyasan. Just say a simpler word. Number one. Number two, Visu, and also, B'may Pligi Hani Amorai Bavas Psukim Elu. What are these sheetahs arguing about? We have two different psukim quoted here for to explain over. Right? It's, I got it the first pasuk. I got it. Right? To quote me a second pasuk. V'chi Dvar Chachma Yesh Lahavi Pasuk Acher. Just to quote your Bekiyas in Tanakh, you could quote me another pasuk that's over. Right? I know, we know that another pasuk. There must be something deeper here. Ela al karchach yesh bazeh kavana amuka. There must be something deeper here, says the Netziv. Delifne o kodem. The word lifne or kodem could have meant haya b'mashma od shelo hischil b'mitzvah klal. That could be a little bit before, way before. Right? Make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. I can make a bracha 2 minutes before the mitzvah. That's kodem. That's lifnei. Over is right before. Mishum hachi amar lashon over de mashmao samach mamish. Over. You pass right in front of it. Over. She yochas biyodah devar mitzvah vaz yaschul levarach. You can have any hefsek right before you have the mitzvah in your hand. If there's a mitzvah in your hand, right? We say like we hold the dalad minim, the minig of most is like the Tosfos tries to figure this out. When do we make the bracha on dalad minim? When do you do it? So Tosfos said, well, if you make the bracha before you pick it up, that's over de over. That's too early. So we pick it up and upside down, and then we turn over the esrog. But over means right beforehand. The zui mashmaz mikra, that's what you get from the psukim. Vayavor malkam lifnehem. The king ran in front of them. Where does a king go? Way in front of the am. No, right in front. Sheborer, sheina melech maschil leilech lifnehem. The king doesn't start going. Ad shekfar kolat savam uchanim latzis v'omdim al hagvul. The king goes right before the soldiers. So over, the Abaya teaches me, right before Mayavar Malkam lifnehem. Amnam, that's why he brings the pasuk. To tell me it's right before. So what is the first pasuk? What's Rav Nachman by Yitzchak adding? Amnam Mayavar es akushi od pirusho bofan acher. I think Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is teaching me something else. Again, the Netziv here is going to be mechadish something lahalacha. I don't know if he would say lahalacha lamaisa. Again, he might say, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, we pass in like Abaya. Not like what we're about to see. But what did we just see? What is the other pasuk? Vayaratz achimatz vayavar shari akushi alach lefne achimatz. The kushi was in front of achimatz. He was beating him. The achimatz ras me'achorav. Achimatz was behind. Va'avar lefanav and then passed in front of him. Va'avar alav lefanav. V'hachanami suggests in Netziv, maybe that's his shita of the bracha. The bracha should start beforehand, continue through doing the mitzvah. If you have the type of mitzvah that you could have the bracha before, during, and after. V'hachanami yesh lahaskal habracha v'yachar kach la'asos ha-mitzvah u'lagomra v'yachar kach ligmar ha-bracha. He points out in the footnotes here, we've never heard of this before. But this is how the Netziv understands Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Vishnei Pirushim Emes. And he says, there's Emes to both Pshatim. The mitzvah she'efshar la'asos be'emsa ha-bracha. A mitzvah that you could do in the middle of a bracha. Like what? Kimo k'shiras tfilin mila v'chadome. Tfilin and mila. Yesh levarech lefnei aschalas ha-maisa. V'la'asos v'ligmar as ha-bracha. He's saying to do the Maisa Hamila in the middle of the bracha. We don't do that. We don't do this. We don't find this Chiddush anywhere. La halacha. By tefillin, we don't do the, make the bracha before. The Sfaradim make only one bracha on tefillin before you tie it. Ashkenazim make two brachas, but one's before the shel yad, one's before the shel rosh. Ma she'en kein mitzvah she'efshar b'kach. Kamon achilas matzah v'kriyashma. You can't make the bracha mil of kriyash matzah. It's a mitzvah shel dibur. You're eating matzah. You can't make the chadome. Efshar elavar kodem aschalas ha-mitzvah. Okay, so those you can't. Avo mikomakom samach mamish. But we do paskin like the shita of the second shita of Abaya, samach mamish. That's over. Over means right before, close by. me'ata, but he says, now we get back to the psukim. Right? What does the pasuk say here? What does the pasuk say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokecha, Moshe says, who? Over Elefanecha. He's not going to abandon you. Over means right beforehand. He says twice. Hu over Elefanecha, pasuk emo, hu over Elefanecha, kasher diber Hashem. Me'atana vina hefresh, bein hadach siv, b'shas yisiyas Mitzrayim, Hashem holeich lifnehem yomam. What does it say by Mitzrayim? That Hashem went in front of you. Lifnehem, that means a little bit a while in front of you. He got rid of all the snakes and he knocked down the mountains. V'chein v'aron bris Hashem nosea lifnehem. Lifnehem doesn't mean right before. Demashmo kodem shalchi Yisrael. Lifanecha is before, right? Not right there, right? When it says in Pasuk Hey, Pasuk Ches here, Hashem hu olech lifanecha hu yapcha lo yapcha lizvecha. So there is a b'chein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going ahead. But here it's close. Shebem es lo'asi shom uma him b'kriyas yamsav him b'arikas l'chashim ha'krabim. Aval ata amar Moshe shlo yekein. Throughout their history after Moshe passes on, Hashem alokecha hu over lefanecha samuch lepu'ulasan. V'zeo agorim b'ma shelo uchal ani l'asayis lavo. That's why Moshe says, I'm not useful anymore. Hashem doesn't need me because he's right there. He's right there. So the Nitziv connects this to the beginning of the Parsha, Pasuk Beis. Moshe says, Lo uchalot, I can't, because Hashem says you're not going. Hashem hu over lefanecha. He's going to be in my place. And then later on, Yehoshua, hu over lefanecha. Gam hu lo yelech ba'atzmo v'yocham. Yehoshua's not going to go ahead. V'yocham kasher asa Moshe, when Moshe went and fought Og by himself. Right? That's not going to happen. Elo Yehoshua over lefnei Yisrael. Right? Over. He will be connected and right with B'nai Yisrael. Okay. Moving right along. So we have the last couple of mitzvahs in the Torah here. Unless you say it's some count in Hazinu, this Kishem Hashem Ekra, if you say Berachos HaTorah is a mitzvah. But if you look in Pasuk Yud. So we have the mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel. Vayitzam Moshe Usam Limar. Miked Shev Hashanim Bimoed. At the end of 7 years. Bimmoed, Shnas Hashmita, Bechag HaSukkos. The end of 7 years, Bimmoed, on a Yantif. So you know it's on a Yantif. At the end. What's the end? So we have a Gzeira Shava, Rashi quotes, Bishnas Hashmita, in the Shmita year, Bechag HaSukkos, Sukkos. Sukkos, at the beginning, right, we just had Rashi quoted. That's right, Rashi quoted on last week's Parsha. The Hekish, the Gzeira Shava, of when Vidui Maisrus is done. Vidui Maisrus is also done on a Chag. It's done on Pesach, in year 4 and year 7, during Shemitah also. But here it says, B'vol kol Yisrael le'rosas b'nei Hashem elokecha, when B'nei Yisrael come to see Hashem, be seen by Hashem, b'makom asher yivchar, tikra satar azos, you will read. Who's the you? Who's the you? Rashi quotes the melech. Is that a din daraisa? What if the melech's not capable? Could somebody else do it? Discussions. Negan kol Yisrael b'aznehem, you read the whole Torah. You read at least part of the Torah. Hakel es ha'am ha'anashim ha'anashim b'hataf. Everyone comes, men, women, and babies. The Gerecha Asher Bisharecha. And the Gerim amongst you, Laman Yishma'u, Ulaman Yilmadu, so that they hear and that they learn, V'yar'u, and they fear, as Hashem Elokechem, V'sharmu Lasos, and they will keep the mitzvah. So this is the mitzvah of Hakel. The Meshachachma in Sora Samba, we have two Meshachachmas here. Two Meshachachmas, both about Hakel. First of all, why is Hakel done when it is done? Right at the beginning of Shemitah, right? Year 8, or year 1, however you figure it out. Right? Why is Hakel getting all the Jews together in the Beis HaMikdash at the beginning of the Shemitah, the Sukkot of Shemitah? Why is Hakel done then? Says the Meshachachma, Source 5. Shana Rishona L'Shemitah. Umitzayin ala Shemitah. And the Dafka says Shemitah, as if to connect it. It's connected to Shemitah. Ki, why? Says the Meshachachma, two opposite pshatim. We might categorize them as past and future. Let's see what he says. Ki b'shnas ha-shmita ha-yu pinuyim mitir das ha-malacha basada. Because the shnas ha-shmita, during the year of the shmita, we were panui. We weren't working in the fields. Mitir mitir das ha-malacha basada. Kein mitir das ha-mischar she-nishmat kol ma-she yado. Because also business, right? It's hard for us to fathom, but an agricultural society totally, and nobody worked. Everybody could focus on learning and connecting with Hashem. and sharing. After a year of being, you know, focused on learning, so that's why it was, it's the, to get the Jews, you know, ready to hear the Torah now, right after Shemitah, it's going to go into their hearts, because now they're ready to hear it. Va'od, that's about the past. But va'od also, it's about the next, the future. Ki kala Torah hi nisyonos, lahavdil min hachemda v'hataiva v'hakina, asher chomer yachmed al nefesh. The whole Torah and all the messages of the Torah is to separate us from our animalistic, lowly tendencies. V'lachein, acharei shacharisha v'ksir neser lehem b'shnas tmima. For a whole year, we didn't have the pull to the Gashmi. We didn't have that covid, kin a type of a covid. Halo bekilyon inayim yabitu alzman aheter. Maybe it's only natural. Well, I can't wait to start again. Yes, you know, it's been great, but I want to get started. I want to go back. I want to make a living. I want to make a lot of money. Let's say ish ish al karmo bel sadeyu. Oz, right before you go back, you need to take a message. Oz mitzave lahem lehikav v'lishma dvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim bazara. Go to Yerushalayim. Leman yedun derech Hashem ba'asosa meleches sada v'keren. Before you go back, we need this message. We need a pep talk before we go back to business. Ubihi tavam b'mitzulos hachemdos hachomrios. When we're about to drown in the gashmi mud. Lahamtinod ma'at l'shmo dvar Hashem. I know Shemitah's over, but you know what? One more big get together. V'havein, and understand this. Right, and this there, and napshot is on the future. So it's hakel about building on the past or getting ready for the future, both. But those are the two pshatim of the Meshech Chachma. Relating to that is the very next Meshech Chachma, once we have the Sefer open. And that is the Meshech Chachma puts together a Bavli and a Yerushalmi. He says, put together a Bavli and Yerushalmi, and I think you have a beautiful idea. And it connects to the next source as well. Chagiga Daf Gimel in the Bavli, says the Meshech Chachma, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, second Daf in the Chagiga, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, Rabbi Lazar Chasma, Shaholchu L'Kagba, Pnei Yoshua B'Pekiyin, these two Talmidim once went to meet their Rebbe or Yeshua in Pekiyin. Amar Lohem, Machidosh Ha'i B'Beis HaMedrash Hayom, he said to them, new, what the Rebbe say in the Beis HaMedrash today? Tell me a Chiddush. Amrula, they said, you're asking us for a Chiddush. Talmidecha anu umeimecha anu shosim. You're the Rebbe. No, you're asking us. Imagine, everybody thinks about their Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, no, tell me what you learned today. What do you mean what I learned today? You know, you taught me everything. I know, but I wasn't, you heard from a different Rebbe today. Amar lahem, afal pike, niyefshel beis medrash below chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, 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 tell me something. There has to be something you learned. Shabbos shalom yaisa. Who was giving shir? Whose week was it? Shabbos shalom Elazar ben Azariah yaisa. Remember, Elazar ben Azariah did it some of the weeks. And Rabbi Gamliel did it some of the weeks. Ubame Aisa Agad Ayom. What did he talk about? Amrilo Parshas Hakel. He gave shir about Hakel. Umajal Rashba. What did he say? No. What did he say about Hakel? So they tell him what we know. Rashi quotes it. Hakel asan amanashim anashim ataf. Gather the men, women, and children. Imanashim ba'im lil mod. The men come to learn. Nashim ba'os lishma. The women come to hear. Taf lama ba'im. We're not talking about the women right now. But why do the babies come? To give schar, to reward to those who bring them. Meaning what? They didn't come to learn, they didn't come to hear. They get schar. Right? So what are they getting schar for if they don't get anything out of it? Omar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua says to them, Margolis Tova Haisa Biyetchem Ubikashim La'adamimeni. You had such a beautiful pearl of a Torah and you weren't going to tell me? I can't believe that! He was so excited. Rabbi Yeshua was so excited about this Hakel thought. What was he so excited about? Bavli Chagiga Daf Gimel. So the Meshech Chachma says, Yerushalmi, the end of the first parak in Yevamos. What did it say there? One of the Rebbeim was, I forgot who it was. I think it was Rabbi Lazar. I don't remember who it was looking around at the Talmidim and he made a comment to each of his Talmidim. So when he saw Rabbi Yeshua, he says, "As mi yored deya, zachara ni I remember. Rabbi Yeshua, I remember when you were a baby, your mother brought you to the Beis Medrash when you were a baby. They put your crib in the Beis Medrash. He had you in the car seat right next to his table. Rabbi Yeshua maybe always wondered, says the Meshech Chachma, why did my mother do that? I didn't understand anything. I didn't get anything out of it. I probably made trouble. For Lazam Rabbi Yeshua, ubikashtem la'abda mimeni. He hears this about Hakel. He says, you wanted to lose shelo ya'us ha'ma'amar. K'margolos tova l'ba'aleho. He is appropriate, this Maimar. Shagam imo astakein upashut. Gotta love those Meshech Chachmas. After he comes up with a beautiful chiddush, he says, and that's pretty simple. Upashut. Relating to this is a thought, again, that we mentioned back in the first year of our Parsha Shirim, 18 years ago. We mentioned this thought from Rav Nassim Adler about this idea. Rav Nassim Adler wonders in source number 6, the Torah Lodaz quotes Rav Nassim Adler, Hakel is this most amazing spiritual event. You bring the babies. Wouldn't you get much more out of it if you leave the kids at home, get a babysitter, leave the kids, and you go there. No, you have to go there with the strollers and the diaper bags and the this and the that and the bottles. How spiritual could it be? Says the Rav Nassim Adler, the Torah Ladas, right? The Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. What does he say? The fathers are going to get all confused and mixed. They won't be able to hear the Torah properly. Maybe better to leave the kids in the house. The Torah says that's not chinuch, right? Even if I have to sacrifice some of my own spiritual levels, that's what Hakel teaches me. Tov levatel ma'at mishlei mishalo k'dei lachanech habanim beruach haTorah. Yes, it has to be, goes to Mishnah Brura, if they're crazy disturbing the shul, that's not called chinuch. But it has to be, and we mentioned in past years also, his Talmud, the Chassam Sofer, who writes in the beginning of Yoredeya, about Avram Avinu. Amr Avinu could have reached even higher levels than he did. He could have been like Hanoch, the Chassam Sofer says. But he knew that's not what Hashem wanted from him. You know, Hashem wanted him to bring up the Am and not just to worry about himself. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we know this is all on the last day. This is all on the last day. So the Medrash says, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Hein karvu yamecha lamus. Your days are getting near. Kras Yoshua, call Yoshua, stand them up in the Olam Oed, v'chulu. Hein karvu yamecha lamus. What's that word, hein? So the Medrash picks up on that word, hein. The Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, source number 7. Lama nigzer alav misa bezeh b'lashen hein. Why the word hein? Moshe, hein karvu yamecha lamus. Rabbanan Amri, somebody comes to the king and buys him and gives him as a present a gorgeous, beautiful sword. And the king says, okay, off with your head. With the sword that he just gave him. But I gave you the sword and that's what you're using to chop me? Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, behein kilasticha. I praised you with hein. Shekein kasuv. What did it say earlier in Dvarim? Hein l'Hashem elokecha. Hashemayim u'shemei Hashemayim. Hashem can't be contained by the heavens. Hashem, I said great things with the hein. Behein ata gozer alai misa. Amar le'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shachin ra. Roes ha'nechnasos v'ayna roes ha'yotzos. That's not the only hein that you used. Why? Amarlei, Iata Zocher Bishasha Shelachticha Ligolo Sambi Mitzrayim. What did it say at the Sneh? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted you to go down to Mitzrayim. And what did you say? The Hein Lo Ya'aminu Li. They won't listen. They won't believe me. Hare Hein Karvu Yamecha Lamus. What's the message? What's the message of this Hein? Explains the Menachem Tzion. Again, the son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu was chanin al Hashem behin ki ilasticha. Kol yimei chayai. What is that? My whole life was dedicated to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayu mukdashim lo lama'ani ela lama'ancha Hashem. My whole life I dedicated to you. La'viyas taraskha el ha'olam ulanchila la'am Yisrael. Mesimat is kavazos, this great, amazing achievement. Mal'a es kol tochan chayai. That's what I did in my life. Mesimat zos term nigmer. I just want to finish. Lo'amas ki'achya v'asabar ma'aseka. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's unbelievable, and you're going to get schar for all of that. But you were matal suffik and you didn't believe in the Jewish people. And that cannot be forgiven. Atahi talta suffik, pikbuk v'tihiya, and wonder, be'emuna shel Yisrael, v'yamarta, hein lo yaminu li. You said they won't believe? No, that can't be. Lakach nischaim, again, this is all part of Eni Hit the Rock, but there was the roots of something there. Yochal Adam Leos Gado Kemoshe. Imkola Zachuyos Amarubo Sheba'avar. Somebody can be as great as Moshe with all of his great Zachuyos. Imkola Avod Hanakit. And his amazing work. Sheyuchal Avod Ba'atid. Aval Ha'avon Shel Atalas Pikbuk V'tihiyah. Be'munasam Shel Yisrael. But the sin of doubting the goodness of the Jewish people as a whole. Machriyas Kulam L'chova. Right? That's not acceptable. Right? That's the message for us. That's just for us of the idea of having a positive attitude about our Am. There's so much positive. There's, Rahman al-Islam, a lot more that we have to work on. But that's the message we get, right? To have confidence in the Jewish people. Just to mention one idea relating to Yonah Diyoma, this Motzei Shabbos, we'll be starting Slichas. And if you look in the Ner L'Nativati, as he would call it, Rav Rabinovitz, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Ma'ale Adumim, in his Sefer on Moadim. He says, you know, we usually focus, again, he has a couple of points here, just review of ideas that we know. Kulani Yodim, we usually think of tshuva as tshuva from Averis. We have to stop speaking Lashon Hara, we have to stop, you know, judging people from the outside. We have all the things that we have to specifically, have to A, B, C, D. But he says, if you look in the Rambam tells us something much, much harder and challenging. But that's what we have to try to do. The Rambam says, he quotes it there, Al Tomar, on the right side, She'ena tshuva ela me'aveir she'ish bohen maisa. Don't think that tshuva is only from actions. Kegon znus v'gezel v'geneva. Kishem sh'tzarech adam l'shuv me'elu. Just like a person has to do tshuva from these, kachut tzarech l'chapes b'deos ros. Midos, sheyeshlo, v'lashuv mehen, to return to change, to improve midos of ours. It's much harder because that's a disease. That's not a symptom, but a mida which causes actions. Minakas u'mina eva, from anger, from enmity, u'minakina u'minatacharus, from inappropriate jealousy and competition, u'minahito, and maybe not taking things as seriously as I should. Miradifas hamamon v'akavod, miradifas macholos. Says the Rambam, minakol. We have to try to perfect our spiritual beings. Tzorach lachzor b'tshuva. Ve'elu avonos kashim. Me'osam sheish ben ma'isa. And these are much harder. Because this is part of who we are. We could stop doing something. We could stop an action. But it doesn't change who we are unless we do that over and over again. When I am within, deep into a mida, it's very hard. Yazov Rasha, Darko, Vish Aved Machshavosav. We have to leave our derech, not just to leave specific. And that's very hard, says Rav Rabinovitz on the top left. Itzav Amidos Hu Achas Ha'avodos Hakashas Biyoser. It's very hard. He doesn't quote it, but what's the quote of Yisrael Salanter? It's harder to perfect one mida than to learn all of Shas. Kol achad yodei sheish po rikshos rabim shemisrotsim bo. There's a lot of things inside of me. Hashem's pulling me, pushing me in one direction, and there's a lot of life. A lot going on. So Adam eino yachal lachzor b'tshuva, but you know what the first step is? If I want to work on my midos, I have to focus and study the midos tovos. What are my goals? What do I want to become? If I don't know what my goal is, if I don't put it into ways where I'm trying to go, then it's much harder. We need to know goals and we need to work on it. And then he says, unless one says, okay, whatever. Right now I'm working on this. Bottom left. Yesh no yisod nosaf. The whole basis for everything in our lives and everything at this time of year is we have to recognize the greatest gift that we have. Sometimes when we're young, there's a feeling, I have my whole life in front of me. They should feel that way, but in a way, I have my whole life, so I don't have to like rush or utilize. Okay, a year. I'll take off a year here and there. A year, a month, a week, a day, an hour. Remember the Medrash at the end of the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, can I just have another day, another hour, 5 minutes? But this attitude of complacency, it doesn't mean we have to be crazy and rush and live as with anxiety. But we just don't know what we could do. We don't know what we could become. If we really knew how much we could accomplish, so then we would be able to accomplish a lot more. Gisha comes sometimes people in extreme situations, they're able to do things, they look back like, how did I do that? How did I go without sleep for that amount of time? How did I pick up the, so what? Line 16. Adam ha'omed lamus ba'ot sha'a. If somebody knows that there's only a certain amount of time left, then his whole hierarchy of values changes. What do I want to use in this amount of time? Again, we have to live normally and not live, it says in Perkei Avos, right, that we have to always have that in mind, but we have to recognize the potential that we have. And he ends off by saying, and recognize, you know what that potential is, right? It's something that we can't even understand. Right. What does the Rambam say? Again, he says on the left side, Gedola Tshuva Shemekareves as a Adam Lashchina. Shenemar Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Tshuva could bring us to Hashem. And he says, Harayon Zemavhil. How do we understand that? We are finite and Hashem is infinite. How do we become close? How do we bridge that gap? Kasha Lahavin, Ma Mashmosh Lamirazu. What does this mean? Ha Pe'er Shebein Yitzur Basar Vadam. Labein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The gap between a human being and Hashem, atzum v'rav, it's huge. U'mikol makom anavi kovei kizeo davar efshari. And what does the Navi say? Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem alkecha. You can do it. You can come close. Yoter mikach, hu maftiach im tashuv, elai tashuv. So we just have to believe in it. And once in a while, maybe we'll have a feeling of connection. We'll have a tefillah. We'll have a moment that we hear something and we feel connected. We have to realize it's possible, it's doable. This week's parsha, Kikar Velacha Davar Maod, Beficha Bavachal Azosa, Lo Bashamayim Hi, Lo Me'ever LaYami. The Ramban says that's talking about tshuva. The Rambam says that's talking about Talmud Torah. Whatever it is, we could do it. We could bridge the gap, and we could connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the deepest of levels. So we should be zocha. Again, I'm not sure if we're having a shiur next week. Maybe we'll have Azinu. I'm not sure, but we should be zocha to be able to. Or connect each of us in our own Dalet Amos, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zoche to a year of peace, a year of fulfillment, a year of peace amongst, within our nation, a year when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the final cherry and whipped cream on the years of Geula that we find ourselves. Hashem, we should be zoche to much bracha and atzlacha in each of our lives and in our national lives as well. Shana tova to all.